This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello, good afternoon, Melbourne. Welcome to Living Life Single on Joy 94.9. The main man himself, the crowd goes wild. Give it up for Yanni.
Yay!
And I am, of course, I am the co-host, Jono, and you are here again on Saturday, 4 o'clock. Oh, I just want to shout out to those lovely people down in the cafe, down at the Vic Pride Centre. All of you listening to us down there, I hope my voice is bellowing and that you're paying attention to our show, Living Life Single.
Yeah, they're loving it.
They're loving it. They've just gone wild. I can hear them now. The crowd is going wild. The followers are going crazy on Instagram. But we're back live for another week. Yeah. And what can we expect today, Yanni?
Well, lots of things.
The usual.
Today, we are talking about dating etiquette.
You said it fine this time.
Yeah. Well,
Dating etiquette.
Because on the Insta.
Yeah. What did you say on Instagram?
Etiquette.
Oh my God. And you said something else funny earlier when we were talking. You were talking about years and then you said yars. Very posh. Yeah,
very posh indeed. Because, you know, that's how I roll.
That's how you roll.
No, I'm not posh at all.
No. Well, we've got some stories today, dating stories, etiquette stories, yeah. and some questions to pose to you guys out there listening. So,
Because I went on a date and I rang you up straight after.
I thought, oh my God, what is going on? It's an emergency. But actually, it was a dating story. Yeah. I really can't wait for you to start telling your story. So, talking of dating etiquette, Yanni, let's go back to a couple of weeks ago. When you rang me and I was on the way to the DFO and I thought something had happened terribly to you and I thought, what is going on? And you went, Jono, like, I've just got on this date.
I was driving home and I'm just like, oh, what's going on? And it wasn't a bad date. I was so confused. So we arranged to meet halfway at a major shopping centre.
Right.
Big shopping centre. Yeah, not a big one, but a big one. Halfway through where we both live, we're gonna watch Superman, right? And we've only been chatting for like a couple of days on Tinder, and I'm just like, yep, let's go watch it. So it was a midday 12:30 movie, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, there goes the whole day. But anyway, it's like, yep, great. So I drive down and I get there really early. I'm just like, all right, I'm gonna have some lunch beforehand, and I decided to go have a Nando's. Now, that's a very British thing, right?
Spicy chicken before a date. I mean,
I had the mild. Okay.
You had the mild.
Yes. Had the mild. Anyway, so I did that and I just was messaging him going, hey, I'm here. And then he's like, yeah, great. I go, look, I'm having some Nando's. Would you like to come and join me? And he's like, no, I'll give that a miss. And I'm like, okay, no problem. He goes, have you got the tickets yet? I go, no, I'll do that straight after because it's nearby. So I'm like, great, you know, whatevs.
See you then.
Finish up.
Yeah.
I go get the tickets and then I let him know, hey, I've got the tickets. I'm here just waiting. And whilst that's kind of happening, he's texting me. He's messaging me going,
Are you actually bringing the message?
Yeah, I'm literally trying to find because I want to make sure that I get it correct.
We got to get it on point.
Yeah, well, exactly, because it's this was kind of happening.
Yeah. No names, of course. We're just writing a generic message.
No names. He's just saying, look, just arrived. Not too familiar with this shopping centre.
Yeah.
Going to get some food and then we'll try and find the cinema. I'm like, cool, no problem. I'll get something else because about the Nando's thing. Talks about booking the tickets. And then he's like, just got food. Do you know where the cinema is in relation to the food court? I'm like, not sure actually. He's like, lol, awesome, whatever. Hoping it's easy to work out.
Right.
He says malls are stressful.
I'm like,
right. And then I'm just trying to sort of go, ha ha ha, it's easy. It's not that big. It's not another shopping center. It's closer. It's not that big. You'll find it. And then it's all like, I'm lost as,
I'm lost AF.
Yeah. Okay. Like, so he's like seriously lost.
Oh, geez.
And I go, lol, you know, it's fine. You'll find it. It's not that stress far. And then he's like, he goes to me, nothing like being gaslit before you've even met someone.
What?
Like, gaslighting him. I was just trying to comfort him to sort of go, it's not that big. You'll be right. You know, that's it.
And we're talking about the shopping centre still.
Yeah, right? Because it's like, come on, it's a shopping centre. It's not that hard to find.
Yes.
Like, calm down, mate. Anyway, right?
Oh, no.
And I'm going, it's all good. No stress. And he's like, he responds like going, all good, question mark. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's kind of a bit.
At that point, I would have gone the other way back to my car.
Anyway, he arrives. He's and look, to be fair, he's a bit flustered. He's like, he's got his little backpack on and a cap and just in a shopping centre. And and then he's like, literally, he's like, right, where are we going? I go, just here. He's like, good, fine. How much were the tickets? And I said, oh, this much. I go, but calm down. He goes, no, I want to pay you first and get that out of the way and done with. And I'm like, okay. So before we've kind of even had a decent call, he's all like, right, right. And I can tell he's stressed. He likes to, you know, that kind of, he's very, I'm like, Yanni, just
before you even got the popcorn, he's starting.
Before anything.
Jeez.
He's all like, you know, freaking out. So I'm like, okay. Then we, I'm like, all right. Then he goes to the bathroom and he's kind of a bit more relaxed after that. And then we head into the cinema.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And we get there a bit early and so there's the ads. And I thought, okay, this is where we can
converse a little bit.
How's
your day been?
Yeah. All that kind of stuff, right? And we're talking for a little bit.
Oh, no.
And I said, have you got much on? He goes, oh, look, I'm actually, you know, afterwards I'm going to go and check out the toy shop. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Oh, oh no.
And you know what? Let's go.
So you're leaving me on a cliffhanger.
Let me talk to about the toy shop, okay? You're listening to Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono on Joy.
Now, Yanni.
Yes.
I can see you looking. I haven't forgotten. No, I haven't. My Imelda is working. She's working.
She is working.
You were telling a story about a recent date.
Yes.
And this is playing into our topic of dating etiquette. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to a point where your date, it's kind of, you know, he was a bit besmirched.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a word, but he was a bit upset to be at a shopping mall. He had his baseball cap on.
Yeah.
He seemed a little bit uptight. He'd already stressed that you'd paid for the tickets.
Yep.
And you were sitting down in the ads and you were talking about just general stuff like, you know, how's your week going? And he started to tell you about a toy shop.
Yes.
I'm very intrigued.
Yes. And it's not the toy shop that you're thinking of, John. Not that toy shop, okay? This is a genuine toy shop that sells
toys for kids
and puzzles and stuff for kids and maybe adult, in like, you know, adult games and stuff, like in kids' games and stuff like that. So it's in the shopping mall.
Like Twister.
Yeah. And puzzles and mind games kind of stuff like that.
It sounds like my dating experience. Mind games and puzzles.
That's what dating is, right?
That's my next book.
So we're talking and so he goes, I'm going to go to the toy shop. And I'm like, cool, what are you going to buy something there for your niece or something? Yep. It's like, no. I collect Ken and Barbie dolls. And I'm like, look, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, seriously.
It just took you by surprise.
I wasn't expecting for someone to be collecting Ken and Barbie dolls.
Okay.
And I thought it was kind of cool. I'm like, you know, a bit of a geek, and that's kind of cute.
Yeah.
And stuff. So that was. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
No,
nothing.
But it just took you a little bit back.
A little bit, by surprise.
Okay.
But I'm like, cool. Tell me more about it. So we're just talking, and then anyway, the movie started, which was good, and it's a good movie. Superman, if you like, I am a fan of the Superman. or this one, dare I say, the Clark Kent in this one.
Hot.
It's too hot.
Yeah, he's
too hot. Like,
how can you get hotter than the other one?
It's just too hot. I'm like, no, I'm a Christopher Reeves kind of Superman. Yeah,
and his pajamas.
Yeah, and just that kind of Clark Kent, right? And this was just too hot. Clark. I needed more geeky, right? Anyway.
Geeky.
Anyway, so so etiquette. This is just film etiquette, I think. So in his little backpack.
Oh, had, no, don't. What did he pull out?
He pulled out.
He didn't sit his Barbie next to him, did he?
No.
Oh, my God.
Imagine that. Imagine that. So he pulled out. He pulled out a bag of chips. Bag of crisps.
Crisps?
Crisps.
What flavor were they? Can you remember? Knows? Oh, my God.
I don't know. And the movie started and he couldn't open it. So he's here going. He's ruffling around with the metal, and this is a good 1 to 2 minutes, right? And I'm like, oh, my God, just ruffling, making noise. And I'm – people who know me, do not make noise during a movie.
No, they don't.
Do not speak to me during a movie. No. Do not. I don't want any – I don't want any communication with you in a movie.
No.
All right? Just future dates. Don't talk to me during a movie. so – you know, after like 2 minutes, he opens up the bag, right? And starts eating, crunching away.
Just, oh, that's just, annoying.
Anyway, look, but he didn't talk to me in the movie, which is good.
Yeah.
Now, this is where I'm not sure about the etiquette. So after the movie, we say to the end, also there's two little trailers at the end, people. So if you're going to go see Superman, two trailers.
Like two secret bits.
Yeah, two secret bits. Okay. So you wait to the end. And we were like the only ones there, which is fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, as we're heading out, he pops his little cap back on. I'm just going, okay, that's all right. Yeah. I don't look, you know. And then he's like, right, so where did you park? And I'm like, oh, I parked over this side. He's like, right, well, I need to go to the toy shop. I'm like, oh, okay, or all right.
So was there one in the shopping mall?
There was one in the shopping mall. And he's like, I'm going to go there. I'm like, okay. I'm just going to go to the bathroom and that's it. He's like, yeah. All right. So we walked out of the cinema and we just said goodbye.
So not even a debrief of the movie?
There was a bit of a debrief as we're walking out from the cinema to the mall.
But he was just like, see ya.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy Ken.
Yeah, which is fine. Look. That's fine. But I guess the reason I was – then I went inside, I went, got the car, blah, blah, and then I called Jono. And the reason I was saying to Jono, calling you, is like, well, when does it not get awkward? When does that awkwardness just stop, right? And the issue that I had was, okay, clearly he didn't like me and that's fine, right? Oh, no, because I'm like, well, wouldn't you ask – because during when we were talking, I'm just like, I want to buy some puzzles because I'll start doing some puzzles.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you're on a date. You want to at least try and chat a bit more to get to know to someone.
Yeah.
Now, if you've already made the decision that you're going to.
The toy shop.
A toy shop. Wouldn't you just, you're on a date, go, hey, do you want to join me?
Sounds a bit odd, but I actually collect these dolls because, you know, I've collected them since 1980
or
something like that. Give you a bit more of give you a bit more information.
Yeah, but like wouldn't the etiquette be come and ask someone to come and join me?
Yeah.
Like, because we haven't had more than 10 minutes of talking.
Yeah.
Because I just thought, well, I'm not going to say, all right, I'm going to – I'll come with you because I want to buy this because I felt that he didn't want me there, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to sort of go. So what is the etiquette like, you know, just try to make an effort? Like, is that the etiquette?
Well, I'm just looking. I mean, I've got a few little tips that I need to put in the right order, but we'll talk about that after. But I don't know. I think. Maybe something should have been said. Look, hey, we didn't speak much through the movie, obviously, because we're watching a movie, but do you want to have a debrief? Let's have a cup of coffee or something. But Yoni, that story was crazy.
I know, right? But and we'll,
I mean, there's so many little red flags there that I just thought, no, I would have walked out if he's gone, all good, ? Anyhow.
Did he meet the etiquette?
No, I don't think that person met the etiquette lines or the standards, to be fair.
And we'll get to them soon. We'll get to that. Get them soon.
Oh, yeah.
Are you right? You're looking around.
No. I forgot who I was and where I was.
But I think you've got some dating etiquette stories, right?
Oh, look, I went on a date. One of the last dates I went on.
Was that like 300 years ago?
Or? Probably. Yeah.
Right. And, it shows. And,
no, it's just I was – we went – Oh my God. And this is part of on the etiquette side of my side. So yes. I thought about this, and he told me that he was half Greek or something like that, I don't know. And I just said, well, there's this wonderful spot that does sort of mixed European food in this area. Let's go to that. Because it's a mix of cultures and it's, you know, whatever. Great. I'll meet you halfway. So we arranged to meet halfway. So we're not going to one area or the other. And when it came to paying for dinner, he'd gone to the toilet. And I thought, do you know what? I'm just going to get it. I'm faffing around. I'll just pay for it and what have you. And he was a little taken back by that right. I'd paid for it.
Yep.
And I'm of the 80s. So I'm a little bit old school. And that's just how I want to show my appreciation. And look, thank you for coming out to meet me. Let me grab dinner. And if there was a next time, I would have said, why don't you pay for next time? Right? Now, I was speaking to this. About this to my PT this morning, Yanni.
Oh, your PT.
Yeah, I know, don't. Yeah. He's also very, very beautiful.
Yeah, right.
And I hope he's not listening because that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because he knows now what I do on a Saturday, which is this.
Yeah, right.
But he said to me, he was dating a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the time he paid for stuff. He lavished her and kind of, not lavished her, but he spent a bit of money and he's a good lad like that, you know. Mm-hmm. He's 10 years younger than me. And he's like, you know, I took her for dinner, I've paid. He said, but there was this one time I just thought I'd give the option because nowadays you can offend people by doing that. And he said,
paying them?
By paying for them. And he said to her.
Paying them, you would.
No, not paying her. Yeah, love. Yeah, sweetheart. Here's $100. Stick that in your bra. Like, no, not like that. Like paying for her dinner, right?
Right, yeah.
And so he said to her, do you want me to get it? He said, or do you want to like split it? And she went, oh, no, we'll split it.
Mm.
Dinner's finished. They walk out the restaurant. She's 10 steps ahead, heading to the car. She's stressed out and angry. And
why?
Well, he didn't know. He was like, what have I done? Like, have I missed a signal here? Anyway, then after that, she ghosted him.
What?
She absolutely ghosted him. And then he thought about it. He's like, is it because I asked her to split the meal? Because there was no other reason why she ghosted him. And because apparently everything else was absolutely fine. Anyway, I don't know. You could really offend someone these days by asking. Not even asking, by just saying, I'm going to pay. Or not even asking, just paying. My brother does it all the time. Or my mom. Like, we're out for lunch or dinner. It's like a race. You can get up there. Sometimes it's quite funny. Who can pay for the drink or whatever first? And it's all paid for. My brother's notorious for it. He'll lavish his affection on that person or his family if, you know, now he's got a fiance. But, you know, that's just the way that we've been brought up. So there's some etiquette around that, I think, that we could talk about. What do you think?
Well, I think for me, where I remember I went on a date once and once because
it's been 84 years.
And we went to a cafe and I wanted to pay for it. He wanted to pay for it. And, and so we just went halves. And then I spoke to some friends afterwards. They're like, no, Yanni, he was doing something nice for you. Just let him pay.
Hey, yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, okay. But I just don't want that to mean something.
No, like, but then that's it. Then don't put too much thought in it. You can then say, oh, thank you. That's so kind of you. And I really appreciate that. Hey, I'll get the next one. Because that also then is going to plant a seed in their mind if that you're interested. And if you are, that's great. Because that's also a way of saying, I'm interested. Let's do this again. But then it might also then be that person wants to just pay for your dinner and get out of there. But it might also be because they like you and they actually want to catch up again. So it's a great way of doing it. You say, hey, all right, thank you. I love that. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
But let me get the next one.
Okay.
Or tickets at the cinema on me next time. And that way it's kind of keeping things equal. That would be my advice. That's how I do it.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, with mine, saying that you're going to pay straight away before even saying hello, it's probably not the best etiquette. Like,
no.
Let the date sort of progress a little bit before you kind of go into I'm going to pay mode.
If it was you and I and say we were on this date and we sat down and chatting, and okay, oh my God. And then I'd be like, oh my gosh, Yanni, I'm giving you the money for the tickets. Oh my gosh. And you're like, give it to me after. And I'd be like, what about the ticket money? Right, you know what I mean? Like, that's the way I do things. Like, and then that's the opportune time to talk about etiquette when on a date. Hey, I'm one of those people that I'm not a fan of talking through a movie. So let's just catch up after. How about we go for a drink after?
Mm.
There's another opportunity for extra dating.
There you go, right?
So there are ways around it, but that's how I do it. But yeah. I'd like to hear it out from everybody else that may be listening.
Well, was this etiquette, Jono? Well,
is this etiquette?
Well, can I speak the English? I don't know.
You're okay. Equitet.
Equitet. I once went on a date, once, and it was on Chapel Street. And I remember
It was years ago.
And this guy was Greek. And okay. I thought, yeah, cool. All right. So we arranged to meet up, and he was fresh off the boat, right?
From Greece.
And I was just like, oh, this is going to be hard because he wanted to speak in Greek, and my Greek's
good,
yeah, right?
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, gee, it's going to be a challenge. And then I was just chatting, and he wanted something more.
Oh.
And I didn't. So literally I bought the drinks.
Yeah.
And I don't drink soft drink, but I drank this soft drink. And I was like, right, 15 minutes. And I was like, all right, I finished my drink. Just need to go to the shops. And then I paid for them and kind of left, and he was drinking his really, really fast in the hope that he would, like, we would go somewhere. Then he goes to me, and this is where it got awkward. He goes, oh, I've got like 2 hours. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, oh, I don't know either. Maybe explore the town.
Oh, Yanni. That's an example of not good etiquette.
I know. I just.
The poor man.
Look, in hindsight, it's my fault. But I wasn't interested, but still, that's not right, is it?
Look, if you're not interested, you could probably say, look.
It was hard work.
Yeah, just say, hey, look.
All the great.
I just want to be upfront with you straight away. I'm not looking for anything serious right now. I'd love to catch up for another drink another time, but I've actually got a dash. I've only allowed myself an hour really for this, and we're in 10 minutes in, so I got to go. No, but you know what I mean? There are ways around having that chat, right?
Yeah, and that's, but what I learned from that, and I haven't done that again. I've kind of just stuck it out and been a lot more polite.
Oh, poor lad.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't be sorry.
Well, I was thinking maybe the guy on your cinema date doesn't actually go to toy shops. Maybe that was his out. He doesn't collect Ken and Barbies. He was actually trying to get a reaction from you and you didn't react. And he's like, I've got to go to the shop now to buy something.
Yeah, great. Oh,
yeah.
Thanks, Jono. All right, you're listening to Joy 94.9. Now,
yes. Right,
we've been talking about some whatnot, well, I guess some stories that we've had.
Yes.
But what are the dating etiquette rules, Mr. Jono?
Well, there's a lot. We've covered some, but there was one that I was thinking about that you could relate to your situation, and it's one is respect and consent.
Yeah.
How do you set boundaries when you're first dating? Also, have you ever felt someone cross a line on a date, by the way?
Yeah, right. Interesting.
And what you could have done on your date is kind of say, set that boundary. Hey, let's meet for someone to eat first. I know you kind of go with the flow. You got to say, look, I'm going to eat. I'll meet you at the cinema here to get the tickets at this time. It obviously sounds like he's got a different energy. He likes to be very structured.
Yeah.
That's what I was hearing from that. And yes, there might have been some red flags that may have annoyed me, but if you think about it seriously. So he probably likes a bit of structure. He likes to know where he's going. It could, you know.
Yeah, because what I found out was he was a teacher.
Right.
So,
well, there we go.
You know, controlling. I think etiquette is just clarity.
Yeah. That is one clarity. Of the points.
Yes.
You know, share your intentions as well. So talking about the Greek guy you caught up with.
Oh, yes.
Are you looking for casual? Are you just looking for something serious? Or are you just looking to actually chat with someone today? Like, you know, as single people, we do get a bit lonely, and sometimes you just want company with a really good person.
Yep.
We didn't know he wasn't a good person. He was fresh off the boat. But, you know, sometimes it could just be that you want to just catch up and have a coffee and go, let's have a new friend. It could be just more of a friendship, right?
Yeah.
So set out your expectations and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So be clear and honest.
Mm-hmm.
But safety first. Now, you did well, Yanni.
Mm.
You met in a public place. You went to the cinema.
Yes.
Somewhere like that, a movie, a park, now, or an oval, as the Australians like to call it, an oval. But don't go meeting at the oval at 10 o'clock at night. That would be misconstrued with something else. But, you know, somewhere in day, or at night, but in a restaurant, somewhere that it's public.
Yep.
Because like you said, when we were just chatting in the break, sometimes people want to just come to your house.
Yeah. And if someone wants to meet in public first,
yeah,
then let them make sure that you meet them in public. Yeah. Don't be all like, oh, let's just go back to your place. I've had a couple of people go, oh, no, let's just meet. I'll just come straight up to yours. I'm like, no, I want to at least see you in person first. Let's go have a drink and then we can quickly decide.
Yeah.
You know, so we're quite clear about what we're going to do, but I want to meet you first.
Yeah. And look,
and I've had some people go, no, I'll just come over. I go, no.
And it's not, like, if this is, we're talking dating as well, not even hookups. If you're going to hook up, there are still ways to do that safely, but you know, dating wise, going on a date, that's part of the thing, isn't it? It's going out, having a connection, enjoying something like a meal or a drink or a walk or some sort of activity.
Yes.
Now, we kind of touched on this as well last week with our special guest from Transgender Victoria, and that was Hank.
Yes.
And it's respecting identities.
Mm.
And I've started doing that, not just because of we had Hank on the show last week, but also when I meet people for the first time, and I did it with Teddy and a few other people. I didn't do it with Teddy. You looked at me like that. I practiced this with Teddy.
Yes.
Is kind of ask, hi, are you a handshaker, hugger? You know, and they go, oh, I'm a hugger. Great. That's fine. Or some people are just hand. Some people don't even want connection because they might have something, you know, like Asperger's or something, where they actually not into physical contact, or they might have some sort of, you know, not until they get to know you as a person kind of thing. So just respect identities, but also don't assume labels and labels are anyway, but you know what I mean? Don't assume. I always ask now people, and I'm learning, how do you identify?
Mm-hmm.
And I let them tell me.
Yeah, that's a really good question.
I'm learning as I get. And, you know, you can still learn.
Yes.
If you're open to it. So I now ask for how they want to interact.
Mm-hmm.
Cuddler, great, because I do like a hug. Handshaker, no, not a problem. Fist bump, whatever. And that's absolutely fine if you don't want to do
it. Because it's always a little bit awkward when you are meeting someone for a day. Yeah. Like, what do you do? Is it the handshake? Is it the hug? So I think
so
the
now
etiquette.
I ask, yeah.
Now I think so. So we're making a call that the etiquette is, are you a hugger or do you prefer a handshake?
Yeah.
Now, if they're coming towards you, like, you know, 15 miles an hour.
With their
hand
out.
Yeah, with the dude that I did with the hand.
And, oh, did
know,
he
hand
do that?
Out already.
Oh,
he was like charging in, hand out ready. It's like, all right, okay, right. I knew he wasn't a hugger.
But, you know, you don't charge in with a handout.
Yeah.
Just like I'm saying, you ask the question, right? Mm-hmm. That is the etiquette. You don't charge in because you're not. You might not be a handshaker.
Mm.
That's the thing. So he doesn't know that
you're... What are you if you're not a handshaker?
Well, strangely enough, I did have a person that I met at a job interview. Yeah.
Right.
Years ago. Mm. And she said, no, I'm not a handshaker. It's too masculine.
Oh.
And I said, okay. So there again, I'm like confronted with something, some new experience. So I jokingly went, let's elbow. She's like, no, I don't do that.
What?
Not even an elbow.
Was that a COVID
fist.
Thing?
No, we were out of the lockdown at this point.
Like right.
Out of that horrible time.
Right.
So, yeah. Mm. It's a minefield out there, but just asking, I think, communication.
Okay, yeah, communicate differently. What other quick etiquettes have you got?
Look, I've got a few here. Community consideration.
Mm-hmm.
So treat people with kindness because paths often cross. So you don't know who in your community that you're going to be.
It's a small world out there.
Yeah, especially within your own.
Yeah,
even in Melbourne, it's actually a small world, and that saying is said, but I actually go to places in the world and I go, oh, my God, and I always bump into someone I know.
Mm.
So just consider your community. You don't know who it's going to get back to you if you're not a nice person, essentially. Mm-hmm. So always try and treat people with kindness. Have you got anything to say on that? I mean, I was joking just then, by the way. But don't be rude to me. Don't be rude.
Yeah.
And then mind cultural and generational differences. And this is what I always speak about.
Yeah, right.
Like I'm learning, so I'm asking questions and I make jokes sometimes. But if it's not right or it's inappropriate, say. And we again had this conversation. I had a private conversation with Hank last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them, would it be okay if I ask you this? And we decided that I wouldn't speak about it on air, but it was, you know, something that we could ask in private, and we were just talking for my understanding.
So do that on the date.
Yeah. So There we go. Yeah. I hope I haven't babbled too much.
No, it's been good, but I tell you what.
Oh my gosh.
We are there, Jono.
Are we?
Yeah, we are there. We're at there, your favourite part of the show.
I don't want to leave because then I have to go home and think about these dates that I might, and like all these issues.
Do you have any lined up?
No, well, I'm supposed to go on one tomorrow, to be honest.
Oh, you haven't told me this.
I know. I don't know if it's happening.
So where's the etiquette there? How do you not know? Has he not messaged you?
Not messaged me. Yeah, so there's no etiquette
there's
there.
There's no etiquette there. So,
but we've been speaking about this and something else we've been doing today. Mm. I might lead that conversation.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I go, hey.
Take the ownership.
What's going on? Take ownership.
Yeah.
But we're at the pointy end, aren't we? And
we are.
And we're going to speak about.
Yep.
I was just doing some dancing move.
Pulled something then, Jono.
Just pulled something. No, I'm joking. It's fine. I'm just stretching my muscles. If you can see me on the camera, it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's what's been positive and what's been negative this week.
About being single. Tell.
You are a bugger.
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to tell you this earlier, so I've saved it till now.
Yeah.
The end of last weekend when we wrapped and stuff, I went and caught up with my niece. And my niece is this thing. She sees that my mom and dad, so her nanny and Poppy, her mom and dad and her other aunties and uncles are married and have partners. And she doesn't understand yet. She's not even four. She's four in October. And she said again that she said, I will marry you, Uncle John.
Aww.
And I said, oh, why? And she says the reason is because she doesn't want me to be on my own.
Aww.
And her saying that was just the cutest thing. My little niece, Daisy, she's so beautiful. And I love that. It's not tarnished with any sort of like, you can't marry your uncle. Mm. She doesn't understand that, right?
No,
she doesn't see anything at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's innocent eyes. And she just, all she sees is that Uncle Jono, who she loves, he's on his own in his house.
Aww.
And so that really touched me.
But Dr. Goodrum innocent eyes.
I know. We should play that next time. But, it was just the most loveliest thing, but also a little bit of sadness. But I don't think I had anything negative this week. Well, I was just flat. I was just physically, emotionally tired, which I know you can relate with.
Yeah. I think for me, I was just exhausted this week. Yeah. I'm getting ready to sort of go for a little holiday. So, work's really, really busy at the moment. Yeah. So just a bit tired this week. But, the good thing was to sort of cope with that, I ate so much out this week and I'm just like, I'm loving this.
What?
I didn't have to think about anyone because I was getting home quite tired and I went and got takeout a number of weeks. I ate out. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, I've got the titters. But you know what I was going to say? Oh, I can't remember. I don't know what's going on.
All right, that is it, Jono. We are way out of time now.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
We literally. Oh, yeah.
There's our hour done.
Oh.
I know.
That's it.
So we're just going to wave.
Okay,
Melbourne,
bye.
See you later. Make sure you contact us.
Yes.
Living Life Single, Living Instagram, Life Single. All the rest. Have a good week, everyone.
We'll see you then.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.